Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. How are you doing, Deb?
Doing great. Hi. How are you today, Jack Munson?
I am very well. And I thought it might be fun to just kind of recap some of the great geek it outs that you've had recently and some of the updates that we've seen, especially on Facebook, and maybe dive in a little deeper and do a little bit of a how-to tonight. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan, because we know everything revolves around Facebook.
And more that is becoming the case. You know, who needs to go to some other place to buy or sell anything? You just use Facebook Marketplace. And who needs to go to Periscope anymore? Just go to Facebook and see all of those live videos. So yeah. I think the latest thing is called Jobs on Facebook. And this is what some people see as the attempt to make LinkedIn irrelevant, right? Where you can post a job, you can find a job, you can apply for a job and never leave the friendly confines of Facebook. I think there's something really important that could happen here, especially in the year 2017. As we've seen so far this year, the U.S. employment numbers are pushing upward nicely. February saw like 235,000 new jobs added. And it looks like a lot of those jobs are higher paying and maybe more likely to be full-time, not part-time and permanent rather than temporary. So I'm not saying we're in a jobs boom yet, but I think it's important if you're an employer, whether you're an enterprise level employer or you're a small business or you're part of a franchise system. I think if this trend continues, 6 months from now, you're really going to be scrambling to find qualified candidates, whether you have an office or a restaurant or a retail shop. I think with more and more new jobs coming onto the market, the great candidates are going to be harder to find. So enter Facebook, right? Here comes Facebook to save the day and find your most qualified candidates with this new Jobs on Facebook application.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you think about some of the franchisors that we've had on Social Geek Radio, let's go back to like Chicken Salad Chick.
Yeah.
They have quite a following. I mean, those people are ambassadors of that brand. And because they love the product, the service, you know, they visit the location weekly, maybe daily. So if they were to be looking for a sales rep or somebody to work, just maybe the cash register or whatever it is the opportunities are within their brick and mortar location, why not tap your ambassadors? Why not those that are following you on Facebook and, you know, are raving about you? Tap them and say, hey, you know, how would you like to join our team?
Yeah.
Facebook's very, you know, we've said it before, they get it. They understand this whole marketing and brand ownership and awareness and how to take it to that next step. And so I think I see a pretty good opportunity here for a lot of business owners to find those perfect employees that they've been looking for. Why place that ad in your local paper? Do they even do that anymore?
I think so. It's only people who are over the age of 85 who read them, so you're probably limited in your talent pool there. But I think part of the direction this is all going is, why place an ad somewhere else when the people who you're more likely to attract and hire anyway, they're on Facebook already. So why not just reach them where they already are? And I think part two of this is this new jobs application, how easy it is to use. So let's take a quick walkthrough of the Facebook on Jobs app. If you're an employer, first of all, it's not on everyone's business page quite yet. It's rolling out. It's a slow rollout. It's been rolling out for weeks. It looks like most of the pages that that you and I are managing, most of them now have the application available. Right. If you go to the Social Geek Radio Facebook page, everyone, you can see what we're talking about here. In the left-hand side of the screen, there's a column of, we used to call them apps on Facebook. I guess we still do. Frankly, on the desktop version, no one's really looking at those anymore. But they've cleaned up the area, and instead of those big clunky icons, now it's just a list of things like photos, videos, right, about, right? And if your business page on Facebook has this jobs application available, it will show up on that left side. Most likely, if you've never done anything with it yet, it'll be at the very bottom of that list of applications. So if you click on that, your second step is just getting started. So there's a big green button that says get started. There's another big green button that says create job. By the way, if you aren't watching, aren't on Facebook right now, want to check it out later, you can go to my blog at jackmunson.com, and I've got some screenshots of all of this that will kind of walk you through it. So step two is clicking through to the get started or create job page. And then the third and final step is just publishing your job. And I think Facebook is doing a really smart thing here, because they're making publishing a job opening about as easy as publishing an update to your personal page. It's so easy. You can add a photo. You just give it a little headline, what the title of the job is, add in the location, and click publish. And now that job with that title and any description that you want to include, and maybe a photo of your business, will show up in the jobs area of Facebook. So people who are looking for a job within 10 miles of your business or 50 miles of your business or however they're setting their own radius will now see your job appear in that Facebook jobs area. So it could not be simpler. I went through and tested this. I created a job in you know, less than 30 seconds. And imagine if you're not an HR manager that does this all the time, going to these job boards and other places, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming to make sure that you are getting all the stuff in. And I can't imagine any job board on earth where it takes 30 seconds to create a job. So again, especially if you're a small business, if you're a restaurant, if you're a retail location, if you're a home service type company, I think putting these jobs on Facebook right now is, first of all, it's very affordable. It's free. Doesn't cost anything. But also, you know, with a billion or so people using Facebook every day, somebody's going to click on that jobs area. Probably not on this desktop, which is still very big and clunky, but it does show up at the very bottom of everybody's mobile app on Facebook right now, right next to that marketplace section. So check it out.
It's great.
Looks like there's a lot of jobs available in my neighborhood. I'm not sure, Deb, if they're looking at my posts and then serving up jobs that they think would fit me, because it looks like most of the jobs available to me on first glance are bartenders and food truck workers. So
right up your alley, Jack.
They may be watching my activity. Now, I think it's a little more random than that. It's just it's just based on geography. But so check it out if you've got job openings now. You know, test it out. I'd love to get feedback, especially from anybody in franchising. If you've used this app and you're getting candidates, and part two, are you getting good candidates through this application? We'd love to hear from you. So, so there we go. Jobs on Facebook. Check it out.
Jobs on Facebook. Yeah. I have to let, you know, there's a couple of new franchisees opening in my area. I'm going to have to make sure I give them a call and let them know and show them, you know, that that's there, because I know they're going to be hiring. So
yeah.
It's a good opportunity for them. Very good. Good.
So a couple of other new things happening on the Facebook front that I think are very helpful, especially for enterprise brands or franchise brands or anybody that's got lots of locations or people in the field. Tell us about this contributor area for Facebook Live videos.
Yeah, so within Facebook Live, if you know, there, I talk to so many business owners, whether they're franchisees or just business owners, they're so afraid to go live. You know, they're just not, they're very camera shy. You know, kind of like. You know, I believe just jump in and it's like, oh, okay, that's fine. But, and I can't blame them. It is, it's intimidating to get in front of that camera, even behind that camera. But they have so many great stories to share and let people know what's going on. And so, you know, doing Facebook Live. So I guess Facebook got that. You know, there are a lot of people that are too afraid to do it, and there's not enough live video out there, and Facebook loves their own platform and their live video. So they made this feature to where you don't have to make someone an admin, you don't have to make them an editor, which they've got some access to the back end of your Facebook, whether it's your ads or posting content or, you know, giving admin access to other people. So it's just a contributor, and all that contributor can do is do Facebook Live. They can open up the, then go to the page as a contributor. They can open up that page. So if we've got someone that's going to an event that I really wish you or I could attend, but I would love to get some live video on via the Social Geek Radio page, I can make them a contributor, and they could do some Facebook Live for us at that event as though we were there. They're like our journalists, you know, the field journalists.
Our stringer. We'll have a stringer in the field. Just like,
You know, and as I'm saying that, there's a big social media event going on, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to reach out to so-and-so and get them, see if, get, make them a contributor, see if they can grab some video.
Get them hooked up.
Yeah. So I see it, especially in you and I in this franchise space. So you've got a franchisor that, you know, they've got a new franchisee opening in the area, you've got the grand opening, you've got a ribbon cutting, you have all this fun stuff, but that new franchisee's got a heck of a lot going on. You know, they can't do it themselves, so why not hire someone or someone within their team and say, here, you be a Facebook Live contributor for the day. You know, you have access for an hour. It's okay, between 2 and 3, you can do this, or 6 and 7, whatever it might be. I see it as a great opportunity for business owners to franchisors, you know, to get some videos, because those raw videos on your Facebook page, Facebook loves it. They push them up in the stream a little bit, and you know, sometimes you don't have to boost those posts or put any money behind it.
Yeah, so, not at all. Yeah, I think I was looking at some stats from our own page a week or so ago, and the videos are hitting about 85 to 90% organic reach, which meaning you know, 85 to 90% of our followers are getting this fed to the top of their news feed. So as opposed to other types of content. So Facebook Live is still very valuable when it comes to reach. And you know, as you were saying that about franchise systems, it occurred to me that we see a lot of, and I don't want to say they're doing this wrong, but we see a lot of brands that are posting content from wildly interesting places, like, you know, their office or their conference room or their cubicle at headquarters. And, you know, nothing against offices or corporate headquarters or cubicles or conference rooms, but frankly, if you're a pizza franchise or a pizza chain or something like that, nobody really wants to see your conference room. They want to see the store, right? They want to see the pizza. Right. They want to see, you know, what's happening at some of your locations. So instead of, you know, if you want to do some good behind the scenes videos, which we highly recommend, don't do behind the scenes at, you know, corporate life. Do behind the scenes at, you know, what's happening in the communities where you are and what's happening in the stores and in the restaurants and, you know, seeing your customers enjoying your services and your food and that kind of stuff. So
absolutely,
I think, yeah, you know, give access to a franchisee for an afternoon and let them post some videos. And, and, you know, quite frankly, if you don't trust your franchisees out there with posting a video to your corporate page, then not really sure why you awarded that franchise to begin with, because you're trusting them with your brand every day, day in and day out. So,
yeah. And we want to see it. And I know when I just went out to one of the newer franchise locations, Barbie Cutie, I went out to one of their Texas locations in McAllen and Far Texas, which was really, really out there. Far away. But anyway, doing the live video that day of the smokers and the guys cutting the meat, I mean, that got a lot of traffic because people wanted to see that. It's like, that was really cool. You know, you smoke meat for 14 hours. So you need to see more of those type of videos.
Yeah. And that's not a video that you could do from corporate headquarters. I mean, I guess you could pull a smoker out into the parking lot and demonstrate it there. But, you know, being out in the field, being in the community where the franchisees are, where the customers are, I think that's mm-hmm. the no pun intended, the flavor that you wanted, mm-hmm. you wanted to get for that. So, so excellent. Yeah. And again, if anybody's doing this, if anybody would like to, maybe experiment a little bit with us and do some contribution, let us know. We'd love to do that. We're all about the experiment, right?
We are. I'm willing to give it a try. So you can't hurt anything. You can't break these systems. I mean, it used to be you open up a computer and you really could break it. You turn something, you touch something. It's like, oh God, you know, I didn't reboot it right. Anymore, it's like, it's gotta be trial and error, you know? So I'm all about, give it a try. You might not look great. You might look a little silly, but it's real. It's that, you know, word everybody loves to use, transparent. And that's what shows through. And that's what we want to see as the audience today.
Yeah, that's true storytelling out in the field. Yep. So
absolutely.
Excellent. Well, I think this was a good chat on some new Geek It Out type segments on Facebook. And if anybody has any additional ideas for things that they'd like us to check out, we'd love to hear about that as well.
Absolutely. So, give us a shout on our Facebook page. You can find us at facebook.com/socialgeekradio. On Twitter, let's remind everybody how they can find us, Jack. So on Twitter, it's at Jack Munson.
Yes.
And on Twitter, I am at Deb CE. So CE is like consulting executive.
Ah.
And of course, our website, socialgeekradio.com. So lots of ways to find us. We've got a YouTube channel. Ping us any way you want to. Give us your suggestions, ideas. Show us what you're doing. We'd love to hear more.
Excellent. Thanks, Deb. See you soon on Facebook Live.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.